Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I don't know if y'all can see this, but I'm injured terribly.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I've got a Band-Aid on my finger.
Oh, no, what happened?
Ugh. I was reaching into the cabinet to get something this morning, and I bumped my knuckle on the shelf above where I was reaching.
Ow.
And knocked probably a pinhead of skin off of there.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was bleeding, and when you're cooking, you can't be bleeding in everything, even if it's your food.
Yeah, sure.
You know? So I just put the Band-Aid on it. And
in the winter, your skin is really dry. It'll like crack easily.
Yeah, but I don't like people thinking I have an imperfection. So
right.
I wanted to say that although it is an imperfection, it's temporary.
I'll be back to myself in a minute.
Yeah. No big deal.
I don't like knowing that Lindsay's skin gets cracked and dry. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, do you live in a house made of candy as well? I'm trying to lure Hansel and Gretel in there. You old lady.
Yeah. She had warts too.
Yeah, she does. That's what I was going to say. Once we found out that she had warts, then, you know, we saw how the sausage is made at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. And bunions too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guys, what? Okay, just.
Sorry about that.
Hey, guys.
You got back acne too?
No, and I don't have warts currently. It was one wart. I scratched it off 8 years ago.
Sorry. Oh, I can't take it.
Yeah, because we were on the air, and in the commercial break, she said, "Oh, I gotta go. I just scratched my wart off, and it was bleeding or something." And we're looking at each other like, "What did she say? Surely she didn't say she just scratched a wart off."
But, yeah. Well, you always said you're one of the guys. Like, you're one of us. I guess I'm not.
Well, it was after that we started saying it.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't have a choice at that point.
Yeah. It was the day you came in wearing a cup. All right. So yesterday, Lindsay began her work as matchmaker for Rob to find a wife, and went through that whole process. And that's today's. I never remember it right away. If that's today's, in case you missed it, replay. See, it should be smooth like that.
Yeah.
All right, it's coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, one of the things that Lindsay has wanted to do most in her life is play matchmaker and get Rob a wife. Well, he finally agreed in, you know, some terms to let her give it a shot. And that is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Yesterday we had this story about this dating contest that they're going to have at the Daytona 500 this year. And so she wanted to sign him up for that. And he didn't want any part of it. But he has agreed, Lindsay, to let you act as him. Not that he's ever going to go on a date, but that you could be on whatever app it is, make his profile, and then you follow along. And if you do come up with somebody that he's interested in, I guess he would, but he doesn't think that the possibilities are likely at all.
Yeah, I don't feel like Lindsay's going to be able to read what I'm looking for.
Rob, I am the ultimate matchmaker.
Okay.
We'll see. Here's the thing. I don't want to do all this work. I mean, I love swiping. Don't get me wrong. I'll swipe left and right all day. But I'm not going to like match you up with someone for you to ghost them. So I need your word that if you like them,
okay,
you will go.
Yeah, if I approve and, you know, our interests are similar, then yeah, I will be into it.
Okay, and let me rephrase. It be open-minded. Don't be like, she needs to be pasty white and have bright red hair, and you got to be open. You can't be,
no,
you know, that, don't get me into a bubble.
No, like, okay. All right. But there's got to be enough things that I enjoy about this person.
Yeah.
Deal.
Okay.
Right. Because, I mean, but that's the type he's physically attracted to, you know, but he's not exclusively attracted to.
Because it's not what I had before either.
Right.
Right. And you, because we, none of us married our, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We didn't, wait, let me start over.
Yeah.
In your head, you have a specific, but it doesn't always, you know, it's the person, the personality, the, there's more that goes into it than just looks. So be open-minded.
Okay. All right.
I could have never even created in a fantasy anybody more perfect for what I like than my wife is. And I knew it from the second I saw her. From
now you make me feel, you know what I'm saying though, guys.
I was like, actually, I thought my prayers have been answered. Thank you, God.
Yes.
For sending this beautiful specimen my way in the middle of the Bayview Yacht Club in Alexandria, Louisiana, which wasn't a yacht club. It was a dance club.
How many yachts?
Yeah. Yeah. No yachts in Alexandria.
Just small boats.
Yeah, Lynn clearly didn't get what she wanted, but
I did. You know what I'm saying?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I've been waiting to tell you the story. I got the weirdest email yesterday. I got an email from an elementary school classmate.
Oh.
And I recognized the last name and I thought, I know that last name. I haven't seen this person since college when we all reunited, you know, over Thanksgiving break. We went out to the bar and I saw her.
Yeah. And it felt good. Felt so good.
Felt good. Reunited. And it felt so good. She had an interesting question, though. She said, hey, I don't know if you guys know. So meaning she had blind BCC'd other people on it. She goes, hey, I don't know if you remember, but when we were in the third grade at this school where I went to school, we did time capsules, which I didn't remember. And she said, we're now approaching the 30-year mark of the time capsule. It'll be next year. She goes, I'm just trying to get an early feel of who wants to gather together to open up these time capsules.
Oh.
And what happened is she came into the she came into them because the school moved locations and her mother was a teacher there. And when they were digging up the ground and stuff, they just came into her possession. So she has all of them. My question, and she's trying to get like a date set up where we can all gather together. I do not want to go because I don't care. I don't care about opening up my third grade time capsule. But I also don't want her opening it or anybody else opening it because I don't even remember doing it. God forbid there's something really embarrassing in it that I don't want anybody seeing.
But what could it be what when you were in the third grade? I mean, it couldn't be anything really that embarrassing.
I don't know, but it couldn't have been anything embarrassing. That's what I'm thinking. But
if it is something of yours, you don't want to not be there when it's uncovered, yet you don't want to be there because you don't want to put the effort into having to go.
Yeah. Even if it was like two streets down, I still don't want to go hang out, you know, and open these time capsules with a bunch of people. But I also don't want her opening it.
Can I propose something?
Yeah, sure.
Can I act as your liaison, if you will, and go for you?
It's not a bad idea.
And if anybody makes fun of you, you know who they got to do.
They're going to deal with you. That's great. No,
but I'll make fun of you too. Who am I kidding?
I know. I'll be like, what? That might be even worse than me going.
I think you should go because that's so cool. And I mean, memorable and that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm just not that interested. I'm terrified. Like, God forbid, what's the most embarrassing thing I could have put? Like, these are my underwear from today. And they're like, you know, little princess underwear. I don't know. I'm just going through all the options of what could be in there.
You know, if Lindsay's standing out there and they say, oh yeah, we remember, you know, he was very sensitive and he cried all the time. And she goes, well, nothing's changed.
Yeah, exactly.
He cries every day.
She joins in on
same
the roast.
Same.
Yeah. So I can't have that. So I'm thinking about emailing her back and be like, if I send you the money, can you just mail it to me? I don't want you opening it, even though it's from my, 1995 or whenever it was.
Sure. Or like you could just say, hey, don't look at my stuff.
It just seems so rude, though. Right.
I don't want you to see mine.
Like you said, TJ, it's not something that embarrassing. You're in the third grade.
Yeah. Or unless it was, you know, that's God forbid. What could it be? What could it be? Beanie Babies? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to have her send it to me, I think. I'm going to Venmo her or something. Just put it in a box and send it to me, girl. Stop playing with me.
Or you say, put it out by the street. I'll drive by and pick it up.
For real.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Man, I got to get something off my chest. Vietnamese people are terrible drivers. I mean, the Vietnamese just can't drive.
What?
It's a story about the drivers in Vietnam are so bad that the government is paying people now to turn in drivers who are awful when they see them on the road. Like, if what? You see somebody breaking the traffic rules, then you report them and get $200.
Ooh. Okay. Wow.
Like if you see somebody, if you see somebody texting and driving or running a red light or any of that kind of stuff, because the driving has gotten so bad in Vietnam, but I scared y'all there, didn't I?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. That was really offensive.
I was like, oh, God. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But it certainly sweetens the pot a little bit if they're going to offer you $200 to turn uh-huh. people in to be a snitch.
So you know there are going to be a lot of Keens out there.
What's that?
That's the Vietnamese word for Karen. Shut up, Keen. Uh-oh, here's another Keen yelling at the bad drivers. Slow down.
Man.
Y'all didn't know I spoke it, did you?
No, I didn't know
no.
that.
That's okay. New.
I love it.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, there's been a day where I'd be like... Well, okay, here's my thing. It would depend on each person that I saw doing it. If they were doing it smugly and because they feel like that, and I thought that they had the attitude of, I don't have to follow the rules, I'm reporting them. But if it's just accidentally and maybe they're you know, made a mistake, then I wouldn't report them.
Yeah. This is probably going to be very effective. Yeah.
You know, I hate a cocky driver who feels like they don't have to, you know, obey the rules. Like when you're going down the interstate and somebody comes up so fast behind you and they start weaving in and out of traffic. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, you think you don't have to obey the rules. I get speeding, mm-hmm. but driving recklessly, I would report them.
Yeah.
But if somebody pulls out in front of me and I have time to stop, then I'm not going to report. And that's the difference in people who... choose not to lay down on their horn on somebody and people who say, oh, it was a mistake and I didn't hit him. There was no accident.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
But
listen, I'm reporting everybody. You going over the line an inch. You report it.
Report it.
But I wonder how they prove it. You know, if I said, I saw somebody texting, or I guess if you have a picture of their license plate or something, a picture of them doing it. So now I got to take out my phone, take a picture of them while I'm driving.
Yeah.
And then their license plate. So I become more dangerous at that point. Somebody's reporting me.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to report you. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's not cameras anywhere to, but you just assume. Right.
You mean traffic cameras and stuff?
All the cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't even in America have as many as we should.
Yeah. And so you're saying, you know, in Vietnam, they ain't got what we got.
No.
Let's get out of this.
I mean, right?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey. Do we have some updated information for you on the Find Rob a Wife saga? You know, yesterday, Lindsay took off to putting Rob on some dating sites to try to find him a wife at her request, not his.
Yeah, true.
So we have an update on that coming up in a few minutes.
Now trending, Notre Dame is the top trending topic. They are advancing to the National College Football Championship on January 20th,
mm-hmm.
and they will play either Ohio State or, is it Texas?
Texas, yeah.
Ohio State or Texas. So, did you watch any of that game last night?
I did. I watched it the first half, yeah.
Okay.
And it's not great football.
It's not.
I don't think either one. If whichever team would have won last night is not going to win the championship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And as badly as I hate to say this, I think Ohio State is just, I think they're going to roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian, I'm not a big Ohio State fan.
Yeah. I was wondering, Brian Kelly is the second top trending topic. And I was like, he's the head coach at LSU, isn't he? Mm-hmm. But he was the former coach of Notre Dame, and people are just talking terribly about him.
Well, he took him to a national championship, too.
At Notre Dame?
Yeah. Alabama beat him, I believe. Really? Manti Te'o. Remember him?
Manti
Te'o. Oh, yeah.
That was Brian Kelly's team, Manti. Yeah.
Well, he's getting dragged through the mud. If I'm Brian Kelly, I'm like, what did I do? I don't know. They're just roasting him. I don't know. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, all he's got to do is show him his paycheck from LSU.
All right.
And he'll be fine. They would shh.
Fair enough. Yesterday was the funeral for Jimmy Carter. President Jimmy Carter and all five living presidents showed up sitting in the same pew, except for Joe Biden. He sat one pew ahead of them. But Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, all sitting right there. And people made a big deal out of Obama and Trump kind of yucking it up, kind of laughing with each other and joking.
But I mean, there's no doubt about it. Trump's funny. He's a funny person. And he said something to Obama that made him laugh.
Yeah, he chuckled.
But Kamala didn't like that. You could see her looking over her shoulder and, you know, not liking the fact that they were talking to each other. They said George W. Bush didn't shake his hand.
Trump's hand?
Yeah.
He did give Obama the kind of backhand to the stomach, it kind of appearing that they are friendly. And I think we knew that the Bushes and the Obamas are pretty friendly.
Yeah, the Bushes, all of them, you know, George Bush and George W. Bush and their families. And once they're out of office, then they buddy it up with liberals.
Yuck it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is cool to see.
I never knew that.
It is cool to see all the presidents sitting next to each other. There's something very cool. I don't, as just the casual person, I just thought it was cool to see.
Well, because they're human and they're people and they should like get along.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you're adults, you know.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are human.
Well.
But a lot of people made a big deal out of Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood performing because people can't believe the way Garth Brooks looks right now. He seems to have dyed his hair. It's very, very dark. Well,
and didn't he get a transplant as well? He looks like he's had a hair transplant.
Is that what happened?
And then if you're his age and all of a sudden you've got a hairline that you didn't have and then you just dye it jet black. See, again, this is my problem with big, rich celebrity men. Who have bad dye jobs, go get it done like the women do. Spend some money, go get it done by somebody who knows what they're doing, a color specialist.
Yeah, it's all one color. It's all very dark.
Don't be doing just for men, the gray, you know.
Just for Garth. So there is a pervert on the loose in Denver, Colorado.
I know.
Have you heard about this? Oh my gosh, this guy's a maniac. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We're trying to start 2025 on a positive note, but there's a guy in Denver, Colorado that is just causing chaos in his town. Apparently on January 1st at 3 p.m., a guy approached a woman from behind while she was running along Bear Creek Trail. He then assaulted her by slapping her on the butt as he passed by. Since then, January 2nd, January 3rd, and I believe January 7th, this same guy, they believe, rode by on an e-bike and did the same thing to other women.
Yeah, I think he's been on the electric motorcycle the whole time, every time he's done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't mention it in the first one, but they do say he's riding around on an e-bike, going behind women and slapping them on the butt. They're calling him a serial butt slapper.
Yeah.
Ew.
And, you know, it seems like that type of person would be on an electric motorcycle.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of thing an electric motorcyclist would do.
What is that an e-bike? They're not talking about a bicycle.
No, they're talking about a little, this one is a little mini bike motorcycle. And it's electric. It doesn't have a normal motor in it.
So it looks smaller than a regular sport bike.
Yeah.
So that's already suspicious. When you see an adult on that, you're like, what's going on? But just going around slapping women on the butt.
That's terrible.
Isn't that awful? Yeah. The suspect has been described as Hispanic with a mustache, a Spanish accent, and a black backpack with a red Levi's patch on the back.
Yeah, like, I wish the neighborhood watch would set up some sort of a booby trap. So if next time he does it, like bait him, like send somebody jogging down, try to get him to come do it. And then when he takes off, they're down the road with a rope that they raise up and clothesline him off of that motorcycle.
Yeah,
TJ's always got a creative way for revenge. But in this case, I'm totally on board with it. People are making jokes about it. Oh, he's a serial butt slap or whatever. But this guy's, that's a sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And those women probably aren't laughing. And that was probably terrifying if you're a solo woman walking down a greenway and some guy comes up and just slaps you on the butt. Mm-hmm. That's probably horrifying.
Yeah. And it's in Colorado. Can you imagine what it would be like if that's in Alabama?
Yeah.
For example,
he would be shot.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have made it.
He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it.
Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Now, Denver's motto is forward. That is their city's motto. But this is no path forward in 2025. You got to take care of this. I hope they throw the book at this guy.
Oh, my God.
You know, he needs a husband or a boyfriend to just beat the crap out of him. Yeah. Just.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. What's creepier? This guy that's going around slapping women on the butt on an e-bicycle or that guy that was hiding under women's cars, licking their ankles when they went to get in their SUV?
I think that one's more perverted and twisted and sick.
Who deserves a longer jail sentence?
The one on the motorcycle.
Why?
Because he's just doing it to be like a criminal, a turd, if you will. The other one's sick.
Yeah. Right.
The other one has a mental illness.
Agreed.
Now, they should both be locked away from society.
I agree. Yeah,
but I think the motorcycle one is more of a criminal thing than just a sick thing.
Yeah. So, oh man, I'm going to pray for all those victims of this guy. I think they have caught him. Or no, they haven't. They haven't caught him.
You know it hurts.
Yeah, flying down on a bike. Wham! It gives you, all the momentum.
Man.
And he's got
good aim.
Motion on that. Good aim.
Yeah.
Because he's not hitting anybody and he's getting that close.
I know. It's terrible.
Lindsay's always looking for the positive. Yes.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's so cold. You need to order my luxurious bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth and save a lot. Get 41% off the blanket or anything else at Cozy Earth when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. Word from the company is that they really are flying off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot seller.
People loving them. All right. So yesterday, after much nagging and not letting it go and the whole thing, Rob has agreed to let Lindsay try to find him a wife, because that's her deal. She wants to find him a wife. So he agreed to let her be his, matchmaker, pose as him on the site so that she can find his mate or what she thinks is his mate. So what happened yesterday, Lindsay? Where are we on the project?
So I downloaded the app that I'm going to use, the specific app. It is so locked down in 2025. I guess people make fake profiles for other people all the time or themselves. Because I wouldn't be making a fake profile. I'd be making a real one. It's just not you that's working it. Mm-hmm. They don't like that. You got to submit an ID photo. You have to submit a text. So when you put in his phone number, it'll send him a text. You got to click it. You got to verify it. It's a whole thing. So I guess I got to be with Rob during the setup process. And after it's set up, then I can work my magic.
Okay. So nothing really thrown a monkey wrench into the situation that's going to throw it where we have to walk away from it yet. But there, the next step is you and Rob being on the phone together and actually doing all of the stuff through his phone and his information and all that.
Yeah. Right. Like, I'll possibly need to be with him. And I was already thinking, I wonder where he's going to be this weekend. And then I'm like, nah, I don't want to go to a board game convention. We gotta figure it out.
It's Dungeons and Dragons on ice this week, since it's supposed to be snowing and all here.
I have D&D tonight if you want to come, Lindsay. I'll make you a character.
I really do need to figure out when to go, because I'm ready to get this ball rolling. Like, it's January. We're starting our New Year's resolutions. We're finding you a wife.
Yay. Yeah. I keep hearing that word get thrown around today. Wife.
It's a wife. We ain't looking for no GF, no girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 40. We got to be looking long term. You're right.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, you shouldn't even be going on a date with anybody now that you don't look at as being a potential wife.
Yeah. We just need Lindsay to go ahead and get me walking down the aisle to meet this person.
Yeah. Ah.
Don't test
that. Love is Blind, part 85. Let's do this.
We will set that up.
Don't you have some divorced friends or something you could start off with? Do it the old-fashioned way? Like some of your old NBA dancer teammates that have probably been in wrecked marriages and stuff so far?
I have a ton of friends that have gotten divorced, but I think all of them are remarried.
Oh, okay.
They lost out. They missed out.
Oh, yeah. They did.
They sure did.
Nothing cheerleaders like more than Dungeons and Dragons.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I found something fun I want to share with everybody. Because a lot of our radio family members and all are going to be snowed in this weekend. Everybody in the Charlotte area is probably going to be kind of snowed in at least part of the weekend. And this is a game that you can play if your electrics and your Wi-Fi and all don't go out with ice and stuff.
Okay.
But there is it's a little tool, a website generator thing, that you type your name into it and it tells you how trendy your name was throughout the years. Like if the year you were born, if your name was very trendy.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So let's start with Lindsay, LINDSAY. Okay. And then it's basically a, whatever you call these graphs that go up like mountains. What do you call that?
Bar graphs.
Is that a bar graph?
I think so.
No, it does like a heartbeat.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway, were you born, Lynn?
84.
Okay. Damn. So around that time was the peak of your name.
Okay.
And there were 8,000 babies born named Lindsay in the year you were born. That was the highest. So the year you were born, your name was really trendy.
Because I was named after you know who. Bionic Woman, that is.
Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman from the 70s.
Yeah. Wagner.
Okay, so let's do mine. My real name is Richie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E. I was born in 1969. And this is how, you can also see how uncommon your name is.
Yeah.
In 1960, late 60s would have been the peak of that name, but only an average of 150 kids a year were named Richie with a T.
Hmm? Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're unique. So unique.
I know, I'm special.
Like you as a person. Mm-hmm.
So let's do Riggins, Brian.
Yeah.
You were born in 87, but the peak of your trendiness was in the late 70s. When 30,000 boys a year were born named Brian. Okay. But around the time you were born was closer to 25,000 that year.
Oh, my gosh. That's a ton.
Mm-hmm. That's a ton.
Well, let's see what Robert is.
Mm-hmm. I bet that one's going to be large.
Yeah, Robert is. Yeah, it's been up there the whole time. So around the year that Rob was born, there were probably 80-something thousand boys born that year in America named Robert.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's
fun. That is so cool.
And, you know, everybody likes things that about their name. Anything you can do about somebody's name, they always like doing that.
Yeah. You've got a unique name.
Yeah.
And it's not short for anything. It's Richie.
No. Of course, I was named after a TV character as well. The Dick Van Dyke Show, where it was a family sitcom, and Mary Tyler Moore played his wife. It was in the 60s. They had a little boy named Richie.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
And I remember that.
I don't know whether they spelled it with the T or not, but then my mama didn't want me to be named Richard for some reason.
It was with the T.
It was? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
That's so cool.
But, you know, he's a child actor back then, probably ended up being a heroin addict or something.
Oh, gosh.
Who knows?
I mean,
my namesake.
My luck.
But I don't know. All right, Riggins' funny song called Weekend Review is coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.